showering with you since I don't know when.
It's totally natural to mother's love.
I tell you all the time, you're my only friend.
And I really love your lasagna.
Look at me now, will I ever learn? I don't know how, but when you suddenly lick my face,
you run away and I start to chase.
Yes, it's strange, I want to sit in your bath.
Yes, it's strange that you're a sociopath.
Whoa, whoa, Mamma Mia, here we go again. Date night for three, no it doesn't suck. Mamma Mia, I was low again. Thank you for paying for my tummy tuck. Yes, from that rose colonic
and that commercial for Sonic.
Mom, 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 I'll never let you go. Mamma Mia, here we go again. I really feel like I'm losing my best friend. I can't believe this could be the end. Looks as though you're letting go. And if it's real or not, I don't want to know. Don't speak in there.
Inseminate me, mama. Put the sperm juice in me, mama. Don't tell me if it hurts.
Y'all, this is Smothered. This is Smothered. Season 4, 11, 12. No, season 3, episode 5.
Losing my best friend.
Losing my best friend.
Hence the prelude by Poodle.
Wasn't that song, I'm trying to think, wasn't Don't Speak written about her dating her, the bandmate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, can you imagine being on tour and having to play that song? And just like poor Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks just playing hits and like just like digging up your relationship night after night after night.
It is a weird thing, but you make a lot of money from it. So
I guess you can justify it that way.
I guess that helps, but yeah, you know, one of my friends just saw Blake Shelton the other day over in Muskogee. He was out there hunting. So, and you know, people just see what's her name?
Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, I almost said, yeah.
Did people, you just, what's her name, Gwen Stefani?
Well, you know, but yeah, people see, they're just like going in Walmart and more, and there's Gwen Stefani just going to Walmart.
I really felt like that was only for publicity, but it's obviously real. It's weird. I mean, one of those relationships that I'm just kind of like.
People are very Oklahoma proud about it here, but people also say Blake Shelton is a wonderful person. I don't know if that's just because he's here. My cousin hunts with him over in Ada. They have a piece of some land over.
I did not need to know where it was. So let's move on. I didn't need to know your cousin. Thanks for dropping that name though.
Well, one time my cousin Kelly said, she called, she had the phone. He's like, hey, this is Blake. And he had the phone and she realized 5 minutes later, holy fuck, that was Blake Shelton. And I just answered the phone. She said, she's like, I didn't even have makeup on. I said, it was a phone call. Oh yeah.
I'm not a fan of him on the show.
I don't watch the show.
He's got this kind of energy that feels like he would just like, he's okay with gay people, but I feel like if like he had to like really be around it, he would be freaked out.
Oh, I feel like he would have to get over that being married or dating Gwen Stefani.
I agree with it, but I'm saying.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying, yeah. I feel like that would have, you get over that real quick.
There's just, you never watched the show, really, have you?
Not really. Just bits and
there's
pieces.
A little bit things that he says. Because Adam Levine would totally go both ways. I believe that.
Okay, we're getting into waters now once you start talking about him.
I feel like I've always had a thing for Adam Levine. And now he's just such a dirtbag. But there's something about me that would just want to molest him. I don't know why. Just in a dark
to the list.
Closet.
Someone just made a list of things Poodle wanted to defile.
No, Adam Levine's been defiled a long time ago. I think Mary Shesky said that it was definitely Danny from Danny and Amy. I wanted to defile him. I wanted to defile season one Russ.
You did. I have a friend that knows Adam too.
Adam?
Adam Levine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one of our good friends, Don, goes to all of his Halloween parties and knows him. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
So look at that. I have a connect. I'm connected to everybody on The Voice.
It's really gross how you throw around that
stuff. I'm like famous.
Yeah.
By proxy.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're still here talking to me over it's fucking like, Skype.
Yeah.
Suck on that.
Let's talk about something sadder than my life, Lisa and Lauren. Well, before, we really have any announcements per se this week. Now, let's just jump in. Y'all.
Laura Lee and, Lisa and Lauren, they are the mother-daughter couple.
Yes, it's Lisa, Lauren, and then Laura Lee.
God. Not Laura with an R, not Lisa with an R, not Laura with an E, because I don't care.
Because it's eat, not baby. So y'all, we just found Lauren is still telling, she's just told her that her mother inseminated her.
And she's still got that terrible bow headband in.
So horrible. It's so horrible. And she even says, she's like, you know, and we chose a different donor. And Laura Lee said, what?
That was when the car brakes like screeched for me. I was wait, that's awful. You literally decided half of your baby's genetic makeup that you had talked about having. God, that was awful.
Awful.
Lisa is terrible.
Yeah, we know. Yes.
And Lauren is no piece of work herself for going along with it.
Yeah, I want to put it on daughter Lauren, but I have to say, I think Lisa is manipulative.
It's awful.
And gross. Ugh. And she has fucking brainwashed her daughter into this shit to make her daughter oblivious to it. And it's disgusting.
Talk about an unlikely villain.
She is a villain, though.
She just looks like Big Bird.
Don't compliment her.
Not a compliment.
She kind of has this face. She always has a sad face, and I don't. And she really bothers me. Bothers me.
You've made that clear.
Well, and Laura Lee even says, I can at least be a part of picking out the donor. Like, I want to pick someone that I think resembles me. So then, because y'all, Laura Lee wishes she could knock Lauren up.
If Laura Lee could put on a penis, she had everything in the world. She really wants that.
That's normal for a lot of queer couples, is that the other person feels like, oh, I wish I could, you know, share that with him. And so they want to be, so they're already sensitive about it. And the fact that Lisa's just like, we'll just choose somebody else. She said it completely cut her out of the equation. And Laura Lee says, this is weird, honey. This is weird.
I liked it when she established that boundary. And she's like, no, your mother doesn't have to inseminate you. She could pray for you and give you support through this.
Support. Pay for things. That's the way she can support you, not inseminating them.
Laura Lee is the MVP of this season. Yes. Always the voice of reason. We love you, Laura Lee. We want to see you at a live show.
This sounds horrible. I kind of don't want her to stay married to Lauren, and I kind of want her to dump her ass.
I'm not gonna go that far because we don't know what their married life is like.
I'm drunk on iced tea and I have opinions.
Yeah, that's true. So
drinking some red diamond and it's strong.
And they basically said, and Laura Lee said, that's a very intimate moment. And that was something we were supposed to share. And then Lauren does something really weird. She's like, well, it didn't work anyway. And immediately the moment turns and Laura Lee knows then she has to be nurturing. And it was like, can you actually just let us have this conversation instead of saying what happened?
I thought Yes, and I think that Lauren, because Lauren didn't apologize. She just said it was negative.
No, not at all.
She didn't say, I'm so sorry, you're right. And then because Laura Lee then has to go into caretaking mode and says, well, I'm not happy about that for you.
And then let me read the statement that just chilled the blood in my veins. Lauren says, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. I just wanted to surprise you.
What? The fuck?
So she's completely changing her tactic, you guys.
Yeah.
It's, y'all, this is awful. If I was Laura Lee, I'm like, wait, what is it? You decided it wouldn't work with me and you were led along by your mom, or you initiated this?
I bet you that Lauren probably, I wonder if Lauren's tried to distance herself or any just normal boundaries before, and her mother just beats her down and just texts her and calls her and plays the victim. Because that's what Lisa, though, I think Lisa probably does, y'all. I bet she plays the victim all the time and the martyr. And then Lauren has to rush in to save her, which ironically, Lauren is playing that role with Laura Lee.
Yeah. Y'all, this is the cringe. This is the real cringe story. This is the Sarah and Lori of this season.
Yeah.
Where it's really, really hard to watch. Unfortunately, Laura Lee is a lot better kind of victim than Miguel of the past season, ooh, who we still think was fucking around.
Miguel was cheating on her. It's for sure. And if
I wonder if they're still together.
And if Danny, his brother, is listening, we both want to suck your dick.
Come visit us. We would show you a time.
If you stick your dick inside me, baby, set me free. And I'm, ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
So we go to the next scene. They're at the fertility doctor.
Oh, wait. I just want to say before that, it's like Laura Lee even says, like, or she's like, there has to be more boundaries. And Lauren says, in, you know, to the camera, to the confessional, she's like, I don't know what she means with that fucking
hairband. That's
right.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know what boundaries mean.
Brainwash. Lisa has brainwashed her because she's like, I don't even know what she means by having boundaries. I mean, she didn't want my mom to have a key to her house. Like, your mom should have a key to your house. I'm like,
not
no,
when you're Lisa.
No. Your mom should not have a key to your house.
My mother has a key to my brother-in-law's house.
Bet that was been negotiated a lot. But
I think that's more common than you think. Mostly people want to drop things by, or especially because my mom helps with the kids. So she would drop kids off.
That's different.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, if there's a reason for it, but your mom shouldn't, unless that's the person that just has a key to your house in case you lose your key to your house, that's different. But Laura Lee you know that Lisa probably just comes in, and sometimes Laura Lee comes home and Lisa's in the house and Laura's
like
not even there.
Food or messing or doing laundry something like that.
Because her life is sad.
You just
she
open-
has no.
You just open the door and there's Big Bird.
Exactly.
Hey there. Hi. Just doing a load of laundry, making some red beans and rice.
This bothers me because y'all normally
really is Big Bird.
I still love Big Bird too much to give it to her, but I can understand. There's
or maybe is that other like large animated bird? No, there was another bigger bird that I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
She just reminds me of a bird with those sunglasses.
I'll have to look and see. She, our sissies will know. They always know. But the thing is,
maybe Birdie from McDonald's, without the, of course, air flying goggles. Although Birdie smells a lot more than Lisa.
We need to move on. This is already going to turn into a big thing on the comment thread. I hope you're happy.
Well, for a while, remember when I was asking about where Birdie went, and the #JusticeForBirdie movement went very
it's
far.
True. Also, y'all, we found out from Snopes, Goofy is not a cow. Goofy was originally a dog, and it makes no sense.
Okay, that confuses me even further.
I know.
Why
I
does
know.
Pluto become a I dog?
People don't
and
get
Goofy
it.
Gets to sit at the table, and Goofy has to fuck around with chipmunks. And Goofy and Pluto has to lay under the table. Seriously.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, if you, when we're done with our podcast tonight, if you don't go on Scruff and find someone to fuck you tomorrow before I get there late tomorrow night, I'm turning back to Oklahoma.
I've got a lot of issues with Disney. And who decides who's a pet and who's not?
Well, I have issues that
we can move on.
Most of these couples have a little bit of awareness. It is scary to me that Lauren has no idea.
Yeah, she is brainwashed. I agree with you.
Scary. Anyway, so now let's talk about the specialist.
So they're at the doctor, fertility specialist, Dr. Neil Chappell, who's hot.
Just give it to me. I knew
your eyes. My God.
I knew once you saw his eyes.
They just see right through you like White Walker eyes. So
that's my White Walker music.
Oh.
It wasn't good. Keep going.
No, it wasn't.
Keep going. It wasn't good.
That completely threw me. Never do that again. So. I just came in. Y'all, those will be something at the end. Every live show will have one of those in it.
Okay, keep going.
That probably scared some people and made dogs howl.
It did. Yeah.
So Neil Chappell, ooh, Jesus. So they're basically saying that Lisa. They're just sitting there, and Lisa walks into the room, and Laura Lee says, "Just the three of us, just having our baby together." And Laura Lee's just constant kind of the state of being aghast.
Aghast, yes.
It just is a mood, and like, I love it.
If someone made a statue of Laura Lee, she would just have her arms out and her mouth open.
Well, she's all of us. That's the thing. Laura Lee is our way into the show.
Yeah.
And she does it better, definitely much better than Jared. And she just feels like all of us.
The thing is man, I would have no desire to have this person. This is going to be the grandmother of your child. So this is not going to get better. This is going to get worse.
Lisa says,
"Way worse.
There's no way I'm going to be pushed out of this process." Sounds like a threat.
This isn't your process, you
no.
dumb and asshole.
So when Dr. Chappell is talking to them,
she really triggers me.
And she's like, "Well, my mom inseminated me," and his eyes just got really big for a minute and went, okay. Unflappable.
Usually that's shared between
partners. So she says, "My cycle is irregular and I don't ovulate." Was that right? That she doesn't ovulate?
Yeah, or she doesn't ovulate regularly.
Yes. So he says, "That sounds like there's something behind the scenes. I don't know what's the next episode. I think we're going to try to figure out what that is."
Well, I know one episode because mom says, "Well, what if I carry the baby?"
And then it's like, they go between Laura Lee's eyes, the doctor's eyes.
What does Laura Lee say? What does she say? I couldn't tell. Does she say, "Are you fucking kidding?"
She says, "Are you fucking kidding me?" And I paused and gasped. She's like, "Can we talk about the prospect of me, I don't know, carrying the baby?" And if we find out we can't. Yep.
Lisa is fucked up.
She's a real problem.
She's got big time issues.
Yeah, and
I guarantee Lisa will be the reason why this marriage ends up not working.
I agree. They'll have to set a boundary, and if they don't set a boundary.
Because once they have kids, Lisa is going to want to be the second mother to the grandbaby instead of Laura Lee.
Ugh. This is sad because they're seemingly healthy until you meet Lisa a little bit. And I always wonder if it's a reality
Someone
show.
Someone who does an interview with that headband is not healthy. I'm sorry. If I knew I was going to be on TV, I wouldn't wear that.
I know. She does kind of infantilize herself a little bit. Yes, she kind of always dresses like a kid.
Her mother does that.
Yeah.
And then her mother says all the time, are you going to call me today? Did you take your bath today? Are you going to do this today?
Your bubbles look luscious.
Luscious.
Hey, let's talk about pizza.
Oh, it's a grand opening of Pizza Boy.
Hey, y'all, it's Christina and Kathy.
I got the uniforms. I'm bringing in the uniforms, and you're going to see them. They're real nice.
I don't know if I want to see a fucking uniform.
You're going to wear it, whatever it is.
I don't know.
You don't tell me. Look at mine. Mine says, what's it say on the back? The Don. I'm the Don. And here's Christina's. Christina's is the boss. You see,
what's
hers is
say?
The boss. Here's
what
yours.
What does mine say? What
yours
does
mine
say?
You're the underboss. You're the underboss.
That's not
cool.
Fucking
You're
funny.
The underboss.
That's not fucking funny.
You're the underboss. Yeah, because I'm the Don. And
y'all,
so, of course, he refuses
Carlo
to wear
not
it.
Having, he's not having these shirts that Kathy Christina made. Christina's really upset.
I think, y'all, they're fine. They're fine.
Well, I know, but she's pissed off. I mean, because
I get it.
They're not divorcing. I'm just saying she's pissed.
But I agree that she's pissed off that her mom came in. I feel like all of their drama is inflated, but I'm here for it. Because every time it is a sorbet, especially to insemination couple.
Yes. Well, you wouldn't talk to my sausage guy.
Talk to my sausage guy.
I have a shirt
Didn't
guy.
Think I had
my
a shirt sausage guy.
My shirt guy made the shirts.
And
Carlo's not wearing it. Christina's yelling at him, saying, "You're wearing that." And I did go up, y'all. My brother, you know, I've talked about my brother's restaurant. I've seen how much work it takes through him talking about. Oh. So Christina has spent. Because, you know, y'all, before Carlo was doing this with his family, I do feel for Christina because I bet Christina's exhausted and has put so much time, her and Carlo both, into this. Like, it is an all-consuming thing to own a restaurant. Where people say...
Especially getting one off the ground.
I hated it when people used to say, when I take acting classes, and you'd have those acting teachers that say... First of all, if there's anything else you want to pursue this.
Do it.
Do it. I just want to say, fuck you. But I kind of want to say, if you're thinking about starting a restaurant and there's anything else you'd rather do, do that. Because it is so hard. So hard.
I think people go into it thinking it's a quick way to make money, or they enjoy the idea of
they
running their
the
own restaurant.
Enjoy the social aspect of it. I'm going to have a place where people gather.
To get to a place where a restaurant actually makes money.
At least 5 years.
Is your brother actually making money? You don't have to say it on the air, but like.
They do well. They sell and meet and stuff all the time. Yeah. They're doing well. Yeah.
But how much? But the takes several years to get in the black.
I don't know if they're in the black, because honestly, I don't ask. But they're not. They're doing well, and they're having people, and they're selling out of meat all the time. So I would assume so. There's but now that said, I do get inspired by that. Like, I love seeing. I think it's inspiring how, and Carlo doesn't really, I guess, thank anybody ever, but it is inspiring. You know what I think is what we love about this is that they're crazy, but. Christina even says to Carlo, she's like, yeah, but you need to be nice to her because she will always have your back. And the
and
loyal,
you know it's true.
You know this, how loyal this family is to one another. And
I love these people.
And I got to give it to Kathy because I think Kathy, especially compared to a lot of these other moms, Kathy really, she's not passive aggressive. She's just aggressive. She does things for her child selflessly. Yes. Now, she asks for things, but she's a very selfless mother, I think.
She's going to give and she's going to make – she's going to want the best for Carlo and her grandkids.
Agreed.
And you saw her in there. She was handing out pizzas with all of them.
She was working. So, she was doing all – I was –
And even though – that's why I think – I guarantee you they bicker in private – but that's just their relationship. And
well, they're Italian. They're fucking Italian.
Exactly. So he said, when Christina says to him to leave, he's really upset because about the shirts. And she said, you know, when she's not, if she's not going to do it, if she and I aren't going to do it, it's not going to get done.
Yeah, she Carlo. Said it. Yeah, she said, you bitch about it. But if we don't do it, it doesn't right. get to, she's the one that's doing all this for you. You need to thank her. And he was like, hey, thank you, but I'm not wearing your fucking shirt.
Right. So they're getting.
And then they make a bet. They make a bet.
Yes. And she's like I'm going to sell. I know someone's going to want this T-shirt because this is a really great T-shirt.
I bet
people
you $100.
Want this T-shirt. $100. And but Christina basically says, I'm putting my pride aside and we're gonna open this. We're a strong couple, and they got the big scissors for the opening.
Poodle did that for his asshole, y'all, after COVID. He did. I don't know if y'all saw that on TikTok.
It's my grand opening.
Reopening. It's not opening. It's a definitely a reopening.
When you cut the ribbon, it just
reopening.
Goes,
he still has a sign up that says new management.
Help wanted. Inquire within.
Coming bonus. Okay.
Open for all positions.
We do not discriminate.
That's what I.
You know, we could go on and on.
I loved. There's an IHOP near me on Wilshire that says openings in all positions. That's there because y'all, there's a labor shortage. Like you,
there is a labor shortage.
Yeah, and I just laugh every time. Openings in all positions. It walks by.
Hopefully they got it, Steph. So the place reopens. Their pizza looks really good. It's Chicago deep crust.
Yeah, but they do Detroit style too with the I bet sauce when they, on top.
Yes, when they cut that pizza and I heard the crunch, I bet it made you salivate.
I salivated. Yo, there's nothing better that I love more than pizza.
You know what?
I would eat it every day if I could.
I had pizza tonight too.
Oh, you did?
I did. I've had too long of a week.
I want to strangle you.
Too much. I had Papa's pizza. So, and while I was waiting,
is Papa's pizza any good?
You know, I used to think it was really good, and I had it tonight and went,
Then you got taste.
And I read the Lone Grove Ledger. Because there was sitting there while I was waiting for my pizza, and there, yeah, you know,
the news that's fit to print.
Yeah, Linda Hicks, who owns it, her husband used to own it, but he died, Gary Hicks. But he used to write an opinion column every week called "I Was Just Thinking" with an apostrophe, and Linda carried on the tradition. It's called "I Was Just Thinking."
I was just thinking,
and this was all about how basically she talked about how she's not a white supremacist. And it was a pretty racist opinion, honestly.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty, pretty bad. It was
the article
really
was
terrible.
Called Why I'm Not a White Supremacist.
Yes, uh-huh. It was literally, if I hear another thing, just because I have a white skin doesn't make me a supremacist. And I went, I don't think you got this. I don't think you understood this.
Honey, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is you writing the article to defend yourself.
Yes, it was pretty it was, you know, a lot of times people say problematic, which I think is just a filler word. Y'all, it was just racist. That's
what
it was.
Straight up racist.
So I thought, oh, I'll buy the Lone Grove Ledger and see what's going on. And then I read, I was just thinking, I went, I'm good.
Yeah, I'd rather them not talk about things that they, the opinions they have. It's not great when you own a paper and
just
you can.
Just thinking.
I was just thinking about Nazis.
Just thinking. Anyway, so Kathy,
I was just thinking about Mein Kampf.
Yeah, Mein Kampf. So thinking. So Kathy, she's out there working. Well, a guy comes up to her. This guy named
who is gorgeous, named Jay. Named
Jay. Ooh. And he's like, I like your gold shirt. She's like, what? You like my shirt? He's like,
you like my shirt? Ah, Carlo, this guy wants my shirt.
Carlo, this guy. And he's like, Carlo is, you can tell this isn't fake because I don't think Carlo's that good of an actor. I think Christine and Kathy are better. Carlo was totally, he acted like they, like the guy was so weird he was about to try to suck his dick or something.
Yeah.
And Carlo was like,
you're weird.
You got a weird shirt thing.
That's like when straight guys, when I kind of like rub their bicep and they kind of go, well, what are you doing? You're kind of weird. And I'm like, cut to 3 a.m. They're not saying I'm weird anymore. If you know what I mean. Okay. Anyway, I banged a lot of straight guys, y'all.
Talk about Carla and Kia. That's all I have about them. Do you have anything else?
Saying he gives her the $100 bill.
Oh, he does.
And y'all, it's a wonderful thing. I'm happy.
They
for
are
them.
A joy. They are a joy.
Carla and Rakia, this was a non-story.
This was
nothing.
This made no sense.
To be honest, this is a filler episode of Smothered, you guys.
Well, it's fine. Yeah. Shit's
it's right
come
in the
down.
Middle. I think this there's supposedly going to be something that Rakia has a secret or something. I don't know what it is. But Carla's working out and she's like, come exercise with me. Rakia is in her third trimester. And so she's very pregnant. She's a surrogate, you guys. And she was only planning to donate eggs, but then the person she was being a surrogate for could also not carry the baby. So she was like, sure. Now, if you guys are thinking like, I thought first, but I'm like, well, that's got to be tough, you know, having someone's baby and then spending 9 months with it and then giving it away. Remember, surrogates are paid.
Yeah.
You're paid quite well. I think anyone who's ever had surrogacy, I'm sure there's fees that go to doctors and stuff, but I think the surrogate, I can't quote it, but it's thousands of dollars.
You're talking logically and talking about, meanwhile, Carla just wants Rakia to work out.
Work out with me.
And Rakia's like, I don't want to because I'm tired. This is like a 5-year-old fight where she's like, my mom tells me what to do all the time and I'm tired of it. And I'm like, what changed? I'm so confused.
Do you think Carla's kind of jealous of Rakia's baby?
There's something weird about it. Yeah.
It is weird. And so anyway, Rakia's saying like, I'm not comfortable. She's just moody. She's like, I'm not comfortable anymore. And then Carla's trying to get her to be her best friend because that's where
the title comes from. Yeah, you're going to be out of shape when you have that baby if you don't work out.
So it's normal mom shit that people are pulling. But she says, so they're shopping, they're taking, Carla's youngest son, Idris, is coming along as well. And they're like, we've always shopped. We shop a couple times a month, sometimes just window shopping, sometimes just accessories. And Rakia is moody and Carla's trying to give her stuff. It seems like Carla's trying to give her stuff that makes her not be self-conscious about her body. But Rakia says, no, I want something form-fitting. Which is a very different generational thing.
Yeah, Rakia still wants to wear that Forever 21 form-fitting dress. That's what she wants.
And I will say, Rakia was wearing that white dress with the baby bump. And I was like, honey, you're not fooling anybody, number one.
That is what people pregnant.
That's what people do
right
now.
Which is much more body positive. It's like they very, you know, we're coming from a generation where really, not our
maternity
age.
Maternity clothes
like,
hid things.
When women, where we were kids and teenagers.
Right.
Yeah. Maternity, it was all, everything had an ampere waist and they honestly, a lot of that clothing looks ridiculous.
For me, it was just the white color on her made her look even, I guess she's okay with it, made her look even bigger than she was.
Well, it's not about the shopping anyway. But she finally convinced, because Carla's only convinced her because Rakia was like, are you buying it?
Yeah,
and Carla's
that's
like, yeah.
The only...
Y'all, Rakia, she'll do anything for a buck.
Carla's saying things like, what happened to my best friend? And blah, blah, blah. Well, your best friend's having a baby, and the hormones are coursing through her veins, and sometimes she can't be mama's plaything all the time.
No.
And then at one point she's like, oh, this is nice. And I want something. She's like, Mom, I want something form fitting, not something big. I want something that's going to be body positive. And Mom can't get it. So she just leaves. Leaves them there. You know, blame pregnancy, blame anything. But very little happened, you
and
guys.
And that's what happened.
And that's how it happened.
And that, look, literally the producer's like, okay, you're going to work out. You're going to try to get her to work out.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go shopping and then you're going to leave.
I feel like there was a storyline that fell through this season.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened with what's his name?
Who?
The cute son and the girlfriend.
Who?
Oh, Carla, that, oh, Carla's yeah, son. Oh, yeah.
No, like, I was saying, just, no, I feel like.
You mean a couple?
I feel like they were a backup couple.
Maybe.
I feel like Carla and Rakia might have been a backup couple.
Because they do that on these shows, y'all. They'll have like six couples they film, but they only air four or five.
Yeah.
But
I feel like because I think someone fell through or something, because this is a very tame, besides home insemination kit, this is a very tame season of Smothered.
Well, unless you have a steep when you got it to get her baby to Florida.
They're all character with this one. So
y'all, Sharon Dawn, they're gonna I'm so glad you're here in Florida in our medieval times.
Literally, this is converted medieval times. This is somewhere in like where is that? It's not outside of Orlando. This is in like Kissimmee, where there was a medieval time.
Harbor or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that looks disturbing. So this is post Night of Sexy Time.
Ooh.
And ooh. Cher,
did you have fun last night?
Did she use the whips I sent you?
Did he get really engorged? Did he put his dick in your vagina?
Put his pee-pee in your hoo-hoo?
Ooh, God, did he squirt that? Squirt that grandbaby juice? I hope so. Love to have a baby.
So she and Cher finds out. So it turns out she did not ask him if she could stay. And Cher, and Dawn,
I told you, you always have to tell them the hard news first. Then you fuck the brains out, and then you bring it up again, and they say yes.
I was shocked at the order in which she wanted these things to happen, because this is not a good idea.
This is how she's gotten everything with her husband.
She just assumes, she's like basically saying, she has, so apparently she tells her husband,
so I maxed out the credit cards this month. Ooh,
I love Lucy. Ooh. Ooh.
And she's like, so let's bang. I'll take your eyes off of everything.
Your balls feel heavy. Let me lighten the load.
So then he finishes pummeling her.
Yeah.
And then he just goes, oh, doesn't matter. Whatever you want to do. And that's it.
Thank you.
Apparently, that's the way Dawn handles everything.
That's the way Dawn handles everything.
To me, men are most vulnerable post-coitus. So I thought she would talk to him right when it was over.
Because you would think a lot of people, if they're upset, they're not in the mood to have sex.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. He would be angry, but maybe, and he wouldn't want to do
but
it.
But maybe Dawn's husband is like so, maybe he's just so like such a pussy
so
hound
ravenous
that he's just like, she could be like, I killed someone.
What?
Ooh.
Don't come at me. I've got blood on my hands.
Don't come at me. I've got blood on my hands. Oh, my nipples are hot.
And then suddenly he forgets.
Wait, step over there. There's a corpse over there. That's someone I killed.
Honey, don't forget I'm a murderer.
It's fine.
Oh, I want to plow you.
That's fine. Oh,
It was weird the order in which she thought things would occur.
It is.
Jared would be like, every time I'd say the word Jared, I'd go,
Jared.
So Jared would go like, no. And you ruined the mood with telling me that.
Yeah. And Dawn did the right, or Cher did the right thing. And
yeah,
they come out and they're basically sitting outside and Jared comes and greets them. And Cher's like, they're talking about how cold it is.
Joel's
like, it's not cold here. It's very snowing in New York.
You can play outside in Florida. Y'all, and we have to remember, I mean, Cher brings this up. I think this was filmed in the midst of COVID.
Yeah.
In New York City. And our New York sissies, along with a lot of New Yorkers, were miserable in COVID.
Yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere. Even in this, it was just, you felt a lot of, it was mind-numbing to a lot of people and really traumatic. And so I honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this, I kind of agree with Cher. I think it's a good idea for her to get out of New York.
I was with them too, and I think they built this up because
I think so probably too, because she can't have a nanny because they're worried about the baby. Like, it's just, it's not a good thing.
Dawn finally takes the hint and goes, can I get you some more coffee?
Yeah.
And she was. I think someone,
I hear my phone going off.
Yeah. Would you like some more Swiss mocha?
So she says, so I was thinking, she's like, I don't know, I'm shaking. I was thinking that I spend every day by myself and I'm so nervous and Belle loves it here so much and we would blah, blah, blah. Could I just stay here for a few weeks? And he just kind of takes one look and goes, absolutely not.
And then she says,
I went,
let me suck your cock.
For a minute, I went, good for you, Jared, for actually setting a boundary.
Yes.
But
yes.
I can understand. And he finally says, he's like, is this? And then he says, is this why your mom got us the house? And Cher's like, well, she's like, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. This is because you know Cher has done this before.
And Cher says she said the house was the nonest. She's like, my mom did talk about sexy time. And then Jared's like, so this whole was a plan. You and your mother schemed against me.
She's like, yeah.
Boy, your balls look full. Mm.
And so then he says, you know, I'm not happy about it, but it would be better for her to be outside.
Because he's working in the medical field. So imagine how stressed he is coming home afraid he's going to give COVID to his child. Like, that's a lot.
It does make sense.
It does.
It is shitty for it to come from Dawn, though. It should have come from and that's the thing.
Because, you know, again, Dawn, who knew? Dawn has way better boundaries than Lisa.
Oh, my.
And Dawn. And Carla. I think Dawn.
That's why they've stayed with the franchise for so long, because they're the fun couples. We know what they're going to do.
And Dawn wants Cher and Jared. Again, something we've said before, I think Dawn's a good mom and something that is admirable. She wants her daughter to have a healthy marriage and a loving marriage. And she doesn't want to put herself in front of that too much.
Yeah.
But
there's not a lot of drama.
I think Cher mentioned this to her mom first. And she was like, I don't know how to tell Dawn. And Dawn's kind of doing the dirty work. That's what I think.
Possibly. Yeah. So Jared does say, I need a date. And you have to promise
a date of when she's
going to be back. And promise not to plot against me again with your mom.
Sure. Want a rusty trombone now?
and Dawn's like, remember, mom knows best. Mother knows best. Like that song from Tangled.
Didn't raise
that
a daughter.
Donna Murphy sings.
Yeah.
Didn't raise a daughter without a gag reflex by accident. Mom knows best.
Y'all, if you know
Cher, you suck that banana. You gotta use this to get what you want.
If you know that Mother Knows Best was sung by Donna Murphy in the movie Tangled, you're gay.
Why haven't you sung that in Cabaret?
I don't know. Y'all, Tangled, way better than Frozen.
I know.
Way better than Frozen.
So Jared leaves and Dawn says, I do understand she has to go back, but I'm excited for the special time.
So
that's it, y'all.
That's the show. This was a quick one.
It was a quick show. Again, it wasn't a lot that happened. Hey, if you haven't checked out Below Deck Med, it's happening on the free feed. So you're already getting it. If you're a Patreon as well, we're putting it on the free feed for everybody. If you're listening to this, anybody at the $8 tier and up is going to get our, as always, you get our shows ad free for your pleasure.
For your pleasure.
At the $8 tier. So we're going to be having that.
What accent is that?
Too Hot to Handle is out, and that's for everybody on the $5 tier as well.
The $5 tier.
Episodes just dropped to that, so we're doing our best to try to get as much done as we can.
A couple more will come out soon. Yes. Probably the remainder of the season, yes.
Y'all, be sure to go to realitygazepodcast.com and check out all the other things we're doing, and you can come at us on Cameo. Poodle.
Yes.
What do you do if you're, I don't know, if you're exercising with your mother and you want to show her that you love her, what do you do, Poodle?
You just simply lean down.
And you lick her face!
Lick her face!
Lick her face!
Like, and then you lick his cock!
Thanks, Dawn. See y'all, bye!